Good day, weekend time is 7 minutes after the hour. Another hour of your calls with questions for Dr. Ken Kronhaus. What health myths? M-Y-T-H-S.
Say it five times quick.
Health myths. Can we overcome? And you can get at the heart of the problem pretty quickly if you have a little history and then a question we want to get to you so we can get to others and help out as many people as possible. Your question is not irrelevant. A lot of people listening to this program around the country who may have your problem because there's so many folks listening. This is the most popular weekend health program in terms of listenership and stations, people listening online that there is. So you can get in on the party at 888-553-7536, as Ray has done in Kansas. Ray, you're on now with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Hi, good morning. Two questions. One, I've been having trouble with my shoulders. I went to the doctor, and they x-rayed and said I had bone spurs. My question is, if I may go to my doctor and see if he'd give me cortisone shots in my shoulders to help with the pain until I can get something done with them. And my other question is, in the tendons in the back of your neck, the one to the left side of the spine has got like a goose egg thing on it. And I thought maybe I've been sleeping wrong, but my neck's been hurting me, but it's got this goose egg thing on it. And I wonder if I should get it looked at.
Yeah, Ray, sounds like you need a good orthopedic doctor. Bone spurs, they're these bony projections. They usually develop along the edges of bones, and they usually form where bones meet each other in your joints, and they can also form on the bones of your spine, and they can be pretty painful, as you can probably attest to, aren't they?
Yeah, they're real painful in my shoulders and that.
Sometimes they cause absolutely nothing, no signs or symptoms. You don't even realize you have these bone spurs until an x-ray reveals it. And in some cases, they can cause pain and even loss of motion of a joint. And they can occur the knees, the spines, the hips, the shoulders, the fingers. You have it in the shoulders?
Pardon me?
I have it in my
shoulders, yeah. My right one especially, it hurts really bad.
Right. Usually what happens is the bone spurs rub on your rotator cuff. This is a group of muscles and tendons that help control your shoulder movements. And you can sometimes get swelling. We call this tendonitis. And you can get tears in your rotator cuff. Are you having any of these issues, Ray?
I get pain. It shoots through down to about my elbow on my right side. And that's...
Well, if you're having pain or swelling in any of the joints,
I don't say swelling, and I just got the pain, and then it would shoot down to my elbow.
Ray, people should go and see the doctor with these issues if they get pain, they get swelling, or they have any loss of motion. So an orthopedic surgeon, not that you need surgery, is what you should do. Usually this is initially treated with some over-the-counter non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen or naproxen, you know, Advil, Motrin, Aleve of the world. And if these bone spurs limit range of motion or press on nerves, sometimes surgery is required.
Yeah, I've been taking some naproxen, but it doesn't seem like it's helping much. So.
Well, if you don't know any good orthopedic surgeons, ask your primary care doctor for a referral. You may need surgical removal of the bone spur.
Okay.
All right, sir. Thanks for your call. 888-553-7536. Jan is in Chisholm, Minnesota. Jan, hello.
Jan, yeah, good morning.
How do you do?
Okay, I have two questions for you. They're all quick. In February of this year, I was 369 pounds. In about 3 months, I lost around 48, 50 pounds. And I was on a supervised high-protein diet. you know, the powder. And I noticed when I went for the physical, I noticed that my cholesterol went from, even though losing 50 pounds, my cholesterol went from 195 to 280, and also my triglycerides went up. Well, I went off of the diet, and I just continue eating. And I'm from Czechoslovakia originally, so, you know, a lot of vegetables, no flour, no, you know, I never ate any sugar, but no processed flour, anything. And I continue losing weight, and I total so far I lost 76 pounds.
That's great.
I do take, I heard you, so I do take cardio, okay, and omega-3. And I read 77 books. But what it bothers me is two things. One book tells you stay on a low-fat diet. The other book tells you stay on a high-fat, no-carbohydrate diet.
Yeah.
Could you be kind of, you know, clear this up a little bit for
sure,
me?
Sure, Jan. Well, let me approach this for two different goals. One goal, if your goal is weight loss, what all the studies show is that it doesn't matter how you get the calories. It's the calories that count, not necessarily how you get them. However, where I take off from there, it matters to me as a cardiologist how you get your calories, because it's going to affect what your blood sugar is. It's going to affect what your cholesterol is, and it may even affect what your blood pressure is, what you take in. So I personally would advise not going to one of the high-carb diets. I like a low saturated fat, no trans fats, plenty of the, you know, from the Mediterranean area, which you're not too far from in Europe, the Mediterranean diet that has plenty of those so-called mono unsaturated fats, the olive oil fats. Those are just very, very healthy fats, along with the fish oil, the omegas that you're taking in. So there are healthy fats, avoiding the unhealthy fats, limiting the white flour products, the simple carbohydrates, getting a lot of complex carbohydrates. This is where it gets complicated, because there's good and bad fat, there's good and bad carbohydrates. So stay away from the white flour products, the bakery goods, limit them, and get plenty of the whole grains. And that's how you want to get your carbs. And then just go to the low fat protein.
All right, sir.
My diet right now consists of like oatmeal.
That's wonderful. Oat bran is great.
Then I have, you know, a couple eggs, hard-boiled egg. I eat onion, tomato, green pepper every day.
You know, it's good. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products, beans, seeds, and nuts, fish, and lean meats like chicken and turkey. And, you know, you don't have to be perfect, but, you know, you can have one bad day a week if you want, but just try your best to stay on what I'm suggesting.
Pie and ice cream on Saturday, and that's it, Jan. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken continues with more of your calls in a matter of moments here.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend, you're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male, because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-495-3760. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-495-3760. That's 1-800-495-3760. 1-800-495-3760.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg talking to you about second place. Do you remember the NBA team that made the finals but didn't win? Do you remember the swimmer that was in the finals and didn't win? Do you remember anybody that came in second place? Well, I do, and that's you. How many times have you come in second place? How many times have you tried everything you possibly could, or at least you thought you could, you did, and all of a sudden came in second place? Too many times in your life. Why? Because somebody beat you. Did you do the best that you could? Absolutely. Did you do the best of the other person? No. The other person did more than you. You know that saying, just do your best? I don't believe it. What I do believe is do your best and make sure it is better than anyone else. At that moment, and in the future, because when you are the best, people remember your name. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken Kronos. Email drken@drkenshow.com if you'd care to have intimate, well, it would be one-on-one conversation with Dr. Ken at his office at Lake Cardiology in the Orlando area. You can call the office. It's easy to get there. 800-LAKE-CARDIO. Get to him on the phone. Get to him on a plane. Drive there. If you have any questions about this sort of his expertise is in heart health, circulatory things that are necessary, all the things that that we talk about here with a great deal of aplomb, but there are plenty of things that Ken also deals with, but heart and circulatory issues, 800-LAKE-CARDIO may be a good call for you. What's the bottom line when it comes to the Good Day Health newsletter this week, Ken?
Doug, it's the latest news related to mental and emotional health.
All right, check it out. You sign up for the newsletter by going to drkenshow.com or to dougstefan.com. At Doug Steffen, you click on Dr. Ken's picture. It'll ask you, do you want to sign up for our newsletter? Just put your email address in, and every week, Friday afternoon normally, the information comes. Great read, free. We're not trying to sell you anything. It's just one of the services of the program. Timothy, listening to WAYY in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Go ahead, sir. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Good morning, sirs. I wanted to make sure that I was on the appropriate subject. When I turned the radio station on, Mr. Stevenson, you were mentioned myths in medicine, so I want to make sure that I'm on an appropriate, so I have an appropriate question. I'd like to ask the doctor, why is mercury viewed as a safe product to use
it? It isn't. Who views it? First of all, where'd you get that? Because it isn't safe. Where'd you get that information?
Well, from my daughter's doctors.
I'd make sure my daughter was going to a different doctor. Ken, what do you think?
Timothy, I would ask the doctor, this comes up with the flu vaccine, and I would just ask the doctor if you could have the vaccine without the mercury as the preservative. It comes in both varieties.
What I'm wondering is, why is it viewed as safe?
It isn't safe. It's horrible. You shouldn't have.
Guy's
got his head stuck up as you know what. Any doctor that tells you that mercury in anything, whether it's your dentist or somebody who's giving you a shot, they don't know what they're talking about. They ought to be chased out of town on a run out of town on a rail. Mercury is what causes all kinds of problems. You've obviously hit a button with me. Ken and I have this conversation a lot. Vaccines with mercury in them are just no. Right, Ken? Am I right or not?
I would agree.
All right, that takes care of that. 21 after.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Can't lose a broken heart, babe. If you ever break up,
there we
to make
are. As we continue here in this hour of the Good Day Weekend program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, our focus is you and your health and well-being. Emails to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or Doug at dougstefan.com, or you dial us up at 888-553-7536 with your questions. The health care law putting strains on some of the hospitals that already are having a tough time, Ken, by cutting aid they use to pay for emergency care for the illegals. That's a requirement, is it not? Now, in your clinic, do you have to treat illegals, or can you say no? If somebody comes to your door, plenty of illegals where you are in Florida, do you have to treat them?
You're referring to is if they appear in an emergency room as an emergency.
Yeah. But you aren't considered that sort of healthcare provider, so you're not required to take people if they show up.
Well, by my oath, if somebody can't breathe, I'm not going to ask them for their insurance. I'm going to save their life. But if somebody is coming, for follow-up routine care, that is care that they would go to the health department.
Yeah. There are some insurance companies, apparently, and government officials who signed an agreement this week to work to prevent health care fraud. How big a problem is that for you?
Well, what that's all about is is there's no doubt there is fraud in any profession. And,
for sure.
There's a lot of money that the government spends on health care. There's a lot of money that the insurers spend on health care. And you're going to have a few bad, rotten apples. And what they announced this week was that the government and the private insurers are going to share notes, because their theory is that some providers, and this is not only doctors, this is hospitals, anyone who sells equipment, that they kind of do a little bit as they should not in the private, and a little bit that they should not in the public. So therefore, they're not going to get caught because they're not doing too much in either's pathway. But they've spent $50 million on a new computer to try to track fraud in the government. And I saw an announcement they've actually collected $9,000 extra with it so far.
Great. There you go.
So, you know, I think they should look, but, you know, the efforts, I think that much of this is done just like the IRS to scare us into doing the right thing. And those of us who do the right thing have nothing to worry about.
There you go. 888-553-7536. Here's Terry in Fort Pierce, Florida, on now with Dr. Ken. Yes, hi.
Hi. Yeah, I'm interested in the supplement cardio. I have pretty high cholesterol. It's 301 right now. Both my HDL and LDL are high, and I'm on a lot of other medications, and I'm just concerned about interaction. I'm on Atenolol. I'm on hydrocortisone twice a day for Addison's disease. I'm on fluorocortisol. I'm also on red rice yeast right now for the cholesterol because I didn't want to go on the statin drugs. So if you could just give me some information about possible drug interaction and the possibilities of cardiol helping me.
Sure. I like the cardiol for those who want to get down their cholesterol before the plaques form in the circulation. Those who have multiple risk factors and need to get their cholesterol down. And once the plaques form, then you may need something stronger. The only issue here, Terry, is that in cardiol, it's made of red yeast rice and omega-3, and you're already taking red yeast rice.
Correct.
So, you know, I don't want you to be overdosing on red yeast rice. And that's the issue here. And I would want you to sit down. You're on multiple medications, and you need somebody to sit down. I don't have the time to do that. This is what I do in the office all the time. Get your whole list, look over everything, and figure out about drug interactions. So I would do that with your doctor and see if this is right. My concern is that you're already taking red yeast rice.
Right, and I would stop that and just take the cardiol. But,
right, then you'd be fine. Then, because this is omega-3 red yeast rice, and
great.
You know, I don't see any issues.
There wouldn't be any issue with the Atenolol or with the hydrocortisone?
There should not be.
No, that's what he's saying. There is no issue, Terry. And so for you and for others, interesting that we have calls all the time, Ken, people underscoring what they feel is a positive result of taking cardiol. And I might remind the folks listening about the 9 natural ingredients that help you to reduce the cholesterol and triglyceride levels. That's the second time today that's happened to me. What is the old expression? You get your eye teeth caught behind. You get your tongue caught behind your eye teeth. Can't see what you're saying. Anyway, cardiol is offering a 30-day free trial, so you see how this works for you, and you can check that out by going to cardiol.net/Ken and click on the Dr. Ken free trial, or you can dial them up at 888-809-6424, ask for the free 30-day trial. Meanwhile, your call to Dr. Ken is important, and we continue with those at 888-55-DRKEN, just a few moments away. Back to your calls.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Weekend. 888-553-7536. It's the number for Dr. Ken Kronhaus as we continue taking your calls. And the focus is your health. You have a story, please make it quick. You have a question, Dr. Ken will do his best to answer it as quickly as possible. Succinct and intelligent answers. You got to give us something to work with, though, and sometimes that's difficult. But please don't tell us the story of your life, because that's not fair to other people who are here waiting to get on. And Ken can get to that. He's pretty good. He's heard these stories before, so that's why it makes it easier if you just get right to the heart of the question. And speaking of questions and answers, Dr. Ken, being a noted cardiologist, we were talking earlier about him putting himself out of business. Looks like there's a simple way to do that, Ken.
Absolutely. This is from the Journal of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics this week. Doug, that postmenopausal women, a group at high risk of heart attacks and stroke, those from this group who ate two apples a day, they had a 25% lowered cholesterol. And after 3 months, the total.
Okay.
After 3 months, their total cholesterol levels in the group that ate apples dropped by 9%.
All right, we're going to give you a chance to clear your throat. Stand by for a moment. Dr. Kent clears his throat, and we continue in a matter of moments here on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
888-553-7536. All right, Dr. Ken.
Let's do that story again.
It was a little dry. Yeah, we're talking about apples.
Yes, these are postmenopausal women, Doug. They're a group at high risk for heart attacks and stroke. They ate two apples a day, and they had a 25% lowering of their cholesterol. This is amazing. After 3 months, the total cholesterol level in the group that ate the apples dropped by 9%, and the low-density lipoproteins, these are the LDL, the bad cholesterols, they dropped by a whopping 16%, and taking the two apples a day for even longer lowered total cholesterol and LDL even more. Prunes, they did lower the cholesterol level slightly, but not to the same extent as the apples. So two apples a day may help lower your cholesterol quite a bit.
All right, there you go. And especially in postmenopausal women, it sounds like. But it's good. I've had an apple every day in my life since I can remember. And now maybe I need to have two.
Sounds good to me.
Couldn't wait. 888-553-7536. Betsy in Quincy, Indiana. Hi.
Hi. This is Betsy. Actually, it's Quincy, Illinois.
Ah.
And that's okay. I am a 55-year-old female. I only weigh 150 pounds and 5'6", so it's not a weight problem. I'm basically very healthy. I am having issues with shortness of breath. I work part-time in a hospital. I go to school full-time for nursing, and I get winded just walking up and down a set of stairs. I was a smoker in the past, on and off, and I have not had a cigarette in over 2.5 years.
Betsy, do you have high blood pressure or high cholesterol?
I have, my blood pressure is low. My cholesterol is borderline high. I take simvastatin every night before I go to bed.
So you do have high cholesterol. You're on a statin. How long did you smoke and how much?
Okay, I smoked, the first time I smoked for like 13 years, and I quit for 11. I never went over a pack a day. And then this last time I had started in 93 and I quit in 09, so another 16 years.
Any heart disease in the family?
No.
Okay. I think you need
diabetes in the family.
Okay. I think, you know, a woman who has shortness of breath is like a guy who has chest pain. And you need to get first your heart checked out, and especially the circulation to your heart. Women, when they have inadequate blood flow to their heart, their most common symptom is fatigue, then shortness of breath, and lastly, chest pain. Men, most commonly, when they have circulation issues to the heart, they first get chest discomfort, you know, the elephant standing on top of the chest, then shortness of breath, and fatigue is least common. So men and women, again, totally upside down and backwards in terms of what are the most common symptoms when you have a circulation issue. So at your age, with your cholesterol, with your smoking history, you've got at least two risk factors for having heart disease. I want that heart checked out yesterday, Betsy. And if the heart checks out as being fine, then I would go look at the lungs.
Okay, so, but you're saying, and I'm exhausted. I've been exhausted for the last 2 months. Just absolutely have no energy whatsoever.
I'm very concerned about you getting your heart checked out. If you have unexplained fatigue, I want you to not do any strenuous physical activity until the heart doctor checks you out, okay?
Okay, thanks, Dr. Ken.
Call me back and let me know what happened, because I have a feeling.
Don't wait. Monday, Betsy. Monday.
All right, I'm a disabled vet, and I'll call my veterans clinic and see how quick they can get
me. Maybe you can get in. Call them over the weekend.
Tell them that you spoke to a cardiologist, and the cardiologist thinks that you need to be evaluated, okay?
I will do. Thank you so much.
Good luck. Bye-bye. 888-553-7536. That's an example of not wanting to get people to worry, but come on, do something.
But did you hear how she then told us about the fatigue is a big issue? And women, they don't think about fatigue as a heart problem, but that's just as common as guys getting chest discomfort. They don't get typical chest pain usually like guys.
Penny's in Kingsburg, California. Another question about mixing various ways. I don't know if we call these treatments or not. Penny, you're on now with Dr. Ken.
Thank you, sir. Dr. Ken, my question is, I take 5 milligrams of Coumadin every day, and how would that react with the cardio?
Well, taking cardiol, which has a weak statin in it, the red yeast rice, taking a statin with Coumadin could cause the blood to not clot as well. So if you take the cardiol, you want to get your INR checked shortly, more frequently than you had in the past, because you may need to adjust your dose of Coumadin.
Okay, thank you very much, sir.
But you can work around this just as long as you don't wait to get your INR checked. You know, I would do it in a week or two. I would tell your doctor you're adding this.
Okay.
So cardiol is A-okay with the...
As long as you follow up your INR, which is a measure of how thin or thick your blood is when you're on Coumadin or warfarin, a strong anticoagulant.
Exactly. Yes.
All right.
Why are you taking it, Penny? Why are you taking Coumadin? Atrial fibrillation?
Because I've had 3 pulmonary embolisms.
Oh, bless your heart. Okay, so you have a hypercoagulable state, as they call it, where your blood just clots too easily. So you need to make sure that you're on an adequate dose of the anticoagulant Coumadin or warfarin. So make sure you're very vigilant. If you do, let me give you some sage wise advice. If you put any new pill or capsule into your mouth, whatever it is, over-the-counter, prescribed, make sure you talk to somebody whether, as you've done with me, it's going to affect your Coumadin.
And one would wonder whether she ought to have some magnesium as well, Ken. Do you think if she asked her doctor about the cardiol, about magnesium?
For what indication?
The Coumadin, the blood thinner, isn't magnesium oftentimes considered in part? I know it connects the electrical the essences of our body.
It's very important, the electrical system and the heart, the brain. And what she has is she's had multiple, at different times in her life, blood clots to the lungs.
Oh, yeah.
And that can be a life-threatening issue.
Yeah. All right, Penny, there's the story. Thank you for your call and best of luck to you.
Very treatable.
Yeah. Yeah, anything that's not... It isn't, I guess if it's not treated, it is life and death.
But she's very astute. She's very concerned about taking anything in her mouth that it might affect the Coumadin. So that's a great call.
And once again, the mention of cardiol brings me around to mentioning to you the free 30-day trial so you can see for yourself how this product cardiol work. The makers of cardiol very confident it'll work. So try the free 30-day offer. Go online to cardiol.net/Ken and get Dr. Ken's free trial. Click on that. It's CARDIOL/Ken, Dr. Ken's free trial, or dial 888-809-6424. You hear all these people talking about it. You know they're on it, and they have been intrigued by the conversations here because it's such a big problem. And heart disease itself is such a big problem. Help yourself to avoid having the problem. Here's Dr. Ken's line again, toll-free, 888-553-7536. Marion's in Utica, New York. Hi, Marion. Welcome to Good Day Weekend with Dr. Ken.
Hi.
Hi.
I've been having pain in my groin going down to my knee. My knee falls way up. And then the pain goes down my shin and into my foot, and it feels real weak. And I was wondering if you could tell me what questions to ask my doctor, because I have an appointment Tuesday.
Have you strained any Have you strained any muscles?
No, but I did do something I wasn't supposed to. I lifted a... and pulled on a cabinet.
Yeah,
that's
what I would imagine you tore or pulled a muscle, and because that can be very painful when you do that in the groin area.
But see, I had it before. I was also wondering, my lymph nodes are swollen 3 times the size.
Where?
In my chest, my neck, my armpits. My breast.
What about in your groin?
I've had a pet.
Are your lymph nodes in your groin swollen?
Well, I was going to ask you if there was a lymph node or two in the groin.
Yes.
Okay, yes. So then, I've already had PET scans.
And what is what does the PET scan show?
The last time I had it, it showed that there was no change, but the time before that, they had swollen three times the size.
Okay, so obviously the genie in the bottle is, do you have lymphoma? And what do the doctors say is the cause of your all these swollen lymph nodes?
Well, see, I have to go back for a CAT scan. I want to see if there's if there is another change.
Okay, so I would definitely, with that history, that makes me concerned that that might be what's going on here. So I would definitely want to get this reevaluated, and you may want to see what's called a hematologist-oncologist, the medical specialist in this area.
Okay.
Hi, ma'am. Thank you for your call. Hopefully we brought some peace to you. Steve's in Gardner, Massachusetts, WGAW. Hi, Steve.
Hello there. Looking to find out basically two quick questions. Vitamin supplements to eat up plaque in the body. And also somebody had mentioned to me there's a vaccination to eliminate plaque, not only for the teeth, but also for the heart and the internal aspect.
Steve, hi. Great questions. So let's plaque in the dentist, in the gums, and plaque in the circulation of the heart is a little bit different. One is more of a bacterial infection, the teeth. One is more of an inflammatory response. They both end up in inflammatory response, but they're a bit different. So let's talk about the circulation to the heart, the plaque that's there, okay?
Yeah.
And that is due to excess inflammation. We're talking about the lining of the pipes that provide the blood flow to the heart, the inner lining. And this, once it's damaged either by high blood pressure, by smoking, that inner coat, the wallpaper, when it's damaged, attracts inflammatory cells. It attracts fatty in the cholesterol. It attracts calcium. And that's what forms either your soft fatty plaque on the inner lining of the circulation of the heart, or your heart calcified plaque. Now, unfortunately, although I was asked earlier, there's no Drano for this process. When these plaques rupture, they're usually the ones that are only 30 to 60% of the ones that rupture. That's what causes a heart attack. They don't usually cause symptoms until they're more than 70% blocked from these plaques. And that's why for so many, the first symptom of a heart attack is the heart attack, because they haven't yet gotten to 70%. The stress test, until you're more than 70%, can show that everything's okay. That's why we can be walking around with these 30 to 60% had a normal stress test and not even know about it. The only thing that we know reliably that can stabilize plaque or reverse plaque is a statin drug.
I see.
And if you have plaque in your circulation to your heart, The statins are your friend. I'm not advocating that we put them in the water, but this is the benefit of the statin. This is where you get dramatic lowering of the chance of having a heart attack and stroke. You need to get a doctor who knows how to prescribe statins, knows how to provide plaque stabilization, and doing it. I so rarely get unexpected 3 a.m. calls because I aggressively use statins in the right patients, and I have very, very few unexpected heart attacks in my practice.
What are the side effects?
Well, let me just say, before the statins, I used to get tons of calls at 3 a.m. unexpected. There's a 1 in a million liver problem. A few percent of people will get muscle aches, and most 9 out of 10, that can be reversed by taking adequate amounts of CoQ10, usually about 100 milligrams. And if you mix statins with the wrong drugs, you can get serious muscle breakdown. Serious muscle breakdown just occurring on its own, isolated with a statin, occurs, but it's very rare. And the risk of taking it versus the risk of not taking it, if you have plaque in the coronaries, the risk of not taking it is much higher than the risk of taking a statin.
You know, I am taking fenofibrate right now and simvastatin.
Right, that's one's for triglycerides, simvastatin, that's a statin for bad cholesterol, old Zocor, generic Zocor.
All right, Steve. A lot of information in that call.
Get LDL under 70 or even better under 60. That's where you get reversal.
Cardio may be good for you as well. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's 888-553-7536 to call to Dr. Ken for medical information. He follows the front page medical news as well. One of the breakthroughs this week looks pretty interesting. We spent a lot of time talking about heart disease because that's Ken's specialty, and how to avoid heart attacks and heart problems and circulatory problems. If you have a blood vessel that needs to be replaced, that's often been the purview of doctors is take a piece of it from one part of your body and put it someplace else, right? Isn't that sometimes what...
Exactly. And some people don't have good blood vessels, either arteries or veins, to donate to their heart. Sometimes it's a big issue. This is amazingly good hope, and I think it's going to be available in the not-too-distant future. It's out of the American Heart Association's Basic Cardiovascular Sciences meeting that occurred this past week. If you have a blocked artery, the surgeons may actually someday be able to replace it with blood vessels created from cells removed in liposuction.
Wow.
Liposuction, it's a surgical procedure that removes fat deposits under the skin. And this new study suggests that adult stem cells taken from liposuction fat, Doug, can be used to grow healthy new blood vessels. And in the experiment, the adult stem cells were taken from the fat extracted during liposuction, and the stem cells were then grown into smooth muscle cells and then wrapped up like donuts into blood vessels.
Wow. So it pays for this kind of research, Ken.
You and I and our taxes.
Really? So this is a CDC-sponsored sort of thing.
Part of this is funded by the National Institutes of Health, and then part of it is funded by donations to the American Heart Association.
888-553-7536. The prostate cancer news this week is pretty important because we always have lots of questions here about prostate problems.
Very important practical information out of the Journal of the National Cancer Institute, Doug, this week, is that men with prostate cancer, they're more likely to die from other conditions such as heart disease than from their cancer. The reason is that usually we're pretty good at treating people who have prostate cancer, and then sometimes it's a very slow-growing problem. The upshot of all this is if you have prostate cancer, don't get into this mode where, oh, I don't have to worry about my blood pressure, my blood cholesterol, my blood sugar, or what I eat, because I have cancer. absolutely wrong. You can live long, and men who have prostate cancer, you need to take care of yourself as if you don't, because the prostate cancer is usually not going to be the thing that's going to kill you.
Now, one other thing here about lifestyle. A lot of policemen, and a late shift now in some of these warehouse stores, a lot of people are working from 11 o'clock at night till 7 in the morning, or 10 to 6, or 9 to 5, and that can have some detrimental. If you can't find a job anywhere else, I guess maybe once you know this, is there a way to deal with it or to somehow or other turn it around, Ken?
Well, first the bad news. This is out of the British Medical Journal, and then we'll go to the good news. There's more bad news for late shift workers, Doug. Their odd hours may be raising their risk of heart attack and stroke. We know from past research that working the graveyard shift, the swing shift, or any irregular shift other than the traditional 9 to 5, it's linked to high blood pressure, diabetes, and obesity. It seems that a lack of sleep, poor eating habits, and lower levels of physical activity actually could plague those who work irregular hours and drive up their risk of vascular disease. So if you do work these odd hours, you just have to be a little more vigilant about working on the old-fashioned risk factors, blood pressure, blood sugar, blood cholesterol, and just staying down at ideal body weight, and find a way to get some activity.
Joan in Fall River, Massachusetts, will hopefully get to your problem quickly. We got about a minute here, ma'am. Go ahead.
I'm calling in regards to my husband, who has a very bad breathing problem. It seems to be just getting worse and worse. He had a valve replacement done about 10 or 11 years ago, a water valve. And
did he get a tissue valve or a metal valve?
A tissue.
Okay. At this point, that valve could have worn out.
That's
the warranty may be over for that valve. So I hope yesterday he's had an echocardiogram to look at that valve, an ultrasound of the heart. If the valve is okay and nothing appears on the echocardiogram, then he needs some testing of the circulation to his heart. And if that's all normal, then some evaluation of his lungs.
Well, right. His primary care doctor says his lungs are clear.
And he needs a heart evaluation yesterday.
Yeah, heart, get him to the doctor.
Start with the echo and then a stress test or CT angiogram of the coronaries.
Maybe up to Mass General would be a good thing for you to do, ma'am. All right, that's it. 2 hours like that. Bingo, we're in and bingo, we're out. Lots of great info from Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken's show, actually send him an email if you want. Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.